Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
First of all, before we go any further, I would like to have approval of that pre-show copy that is Super Sam Brady, not Super Sam Ross, Slash, that's all you, you're fired.
Oh, not even 30 seconds in.
Everyone, welcome to the second season of Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show here on 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app and subscribe to Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia, and then Green Legion Radio to get all of our programming. We're here to bring you a pretty funny show, and I say that on so many levels because I'm going to rip into the Ford family. I'm going to rip into Jerry Jones like it was a prison rape. I'm telling you, we're going for broke here. All right. We are broadcasting from the historic Gem Theater here in Detroit, right across from Ford Field. It's literally across the street. You guys, like to take this opportunity real quick to thank Jake Forbes and Nicole Licatos. Am I saying that right, Dylan? Licatos? Got it. All right. For their efforts here, as well as Dylan and the rest of the crew that's taking care of us. Kiri out front, checking people in. I'm dishing off responsibility right now, and I usually don't do that. So, Kiri, appreciate what you're doing for us out front. As well as Karen from Detroit Mini Donuts for supplying some much-needed alcohol soakers before the beginning of this tailgate. You guys, it's time. It's Christmas. It's Christmas in September. First of all, can we get this rolling? E-A-E-F-E-O! You guys, this is the start of what I fully expect to be a Super Bowl run. However, before we get started, I know this is a little bit of an odd date to celebrate, but Cap, you said earlier,
there's nothing that celebrates freedom better than football, so go Birds.
Yeah, but we do want to just take a moment on your own. We're not going to have a moment of silence, but make sure you reflect and remember those that were lost in the 9/11 attacks in 2001. And then we celebrate.
Yes, sir.
And then we celebrate. And to my stepmother, Susan Lane, I know your birthday's a bummer since 2001. You hate it, but I love you. And it's a day of celebration for me because I've had you in my life as long as I have. I love you. Appreciate you. All right. If you know anything about the Green Legion, you know we have the utmost respect for police, firemen, firewomen, EMTs, doctors, nurses, and, of course, our military. All right. And what better way to respect our troops by having Major William Demps here on stage with us today for the show. Give him. You can call him Captain, but you can call him Major if he doesn't have enough volume in that microphone voice that we're going to keep pushing earlier or for a little while here. Brother, we've been ride or die partners for over a decade. It's been the ride of my life. I could safely say that.
Absolutely, my friend, but let's not sell it short. This is 15 years we've been doing this, me and you. This is my longest standing relationship. I don't know if that's good or bad or what, but yeah.
I'm with you. You and Tony are my longest standing relationship. And Tree Murphy, yeah. Wherever he is. I want to thank the Buffalo Bills for embarrassing the hell out of the Rams on Thursday night. You guys don't realize how important that is to everybody in this room, except, of course, for the couple people wearing blue in the other room that are afraid to come into this particular section. It's all right. We appreciate your money. Thankfully, the color's green, so I'll take it all day long. I'm not going to say what I had on here. I want the Rams to lose miserably. The only thing I'm ever hopeful for California is that it's like 2012 and it breaks off and falls into the ocean. Swear to God. Family programming here on Green Legion Radio, everybody. And third, here you go. This is the one you're not going to want to hear. Go Cowboys tonight. Yeah, there's the silence that ran across the room.
Oh yeah, I'm not signing up for that.
I know you don't want to hear it. If you always want to see the Cowboys lose, then you're not paying attention. All right. First of all, they will not be in the playoffs. Where is he? There he is. You won't be in the playoffs. Okay. You won't have 8 wins this year, but the Bucks are going to be in it, and we need them to lose because the road to our second win in Glendale this year needs to go through Philadelphia. I'm telling you this right now. I fully expect this team to be division winners, fully expect them to compete for the number one seed. The more the Rams and the Bucks lose, Green Bay, all Aaron Rodgers right now is doing is looking for an uglier girlfriend. All right? Swear. And on that note, the show is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz, Dave Bavuso State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com for all your Philly sports vintage gear, Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com, the Ludlam Bar and Grill and Hotel in Sea Isle City, 4000 Landis Avenue, formerly La Costa, reopened. Cheerleaders! That's all we need to say there. Cheerleaders. The beautiful women at Cheerleaders. And, of course, across the bridge, our good friends at Echelon Health and Fitness, Jeff Quinn, Dave and Susie, and soon-to-be Deptford Health and Fitness. Congratulations on the new gym opening in 2 months. All right, you guys. I know a lot of you have tolerated my overly positive attitude towards this season. All right, if you've been listening to the Right on Cue podcast or Green Legion Radio, you know I put my knee pads on already this season, and I'm okay with it. All right, it's you guys know me. All right, many of you have known me for at least 10 plus years. You know I am negative Nelly.
Yes.
On a regular basis.
Yes.
About everything.
Yes.
I'm not about this team right now. I am all in on this team, all right? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give some tangible reasons. By the end of this show, if you are not convinced they're going to the Super Bowl with me, get out. I'm serious. But I'm keeping your money for the tailgate. All right, lose your Philadelphia sensibilities that suggest we're always, when we're favored, we're going to lose. No. I'm telling you, it's going to happen this year. All right, it's going to happen. Enjoy the ride, everybody. And if the ride gets cut short, for whatever reason, I'm going to give you a bunch of reasons why you can expect a nice long run with this current team right now. All right, if this season gets screwed up, we've got plenty to work with. Plenty to work with. All right. Cap.
Yes.
Before I start getting into this, do you want to add any narrative, any commentary? Are you just going to follow my lead?
Well, I can't take this optimism. Like, I like it, but I'm just shocked. So I really don't know what to say because usually I'm the optimist.
Right, guy. Right.
You know, as a Philly fan, we talk ourselves kind of into anything. So I'm ready to be too excited, bros. Here.
That's a little nerve wracking for me.
Yeah, me agreeing with you.
Yes. All right. First reason. First set of reasons, all right? We finally have some young, homegrown talent on this team. Josh Sweat, fourth-round pick. TJ Edwards, undrafted. Marcus Epps, sixth-round pick, through Minnesota, but claimed him off waivers as soon as they released. Miles Sanders, second-round pick. Devontae Smith, first-round pick. Quez Watkins, sixth-round pick. Landon Dickerson, how we got this beast is beyond me, in the second round. Jordan Mailata, seventh round pick. Come on. All right. Dallas Goedert, second round pick. I'm going to show a few people what he's made of this year. Jalen Hurts. We're going to talk a lot about Jalen Hurts. We will not stop talking about Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts has done nothing except what has been asked of him since he arrived. And if you expect him to regress, I don't think you understand the character this man has. And I'm all in, again, with him. But I know we like to say that we don't hit on some of these late-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
I think this just suggested that, you know, we got some pretty Jordan Mailata might be the best left tackle in the league. And today, he needs to do what he did in Atlanta last year. Oh, God, what was number 21's name? Oh, God, I forget this. I knew this. But he took somebody's head off in the Atlanta game. Remember that cutback block? Boom, on his ass. Remember about 3 years ago when we were all concerned that no one, free agent-wise, any high-profile free agents would want to come to Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
Hassan Reddick? Kaiser White? James Bradbury? A.J. Brown? Not really a free agent, but trade and sign? All right. Guess what? That M.O., that mystique, that crap that's been lingering above us is gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a place to go now. If they have the money, people are going to want to come here.
Bingo. So why is that possible? Why can't we bring those guys in and pay them? Because we have the most valuable thing in sports, which is a young quarterback on a rookie deal.
Thank you. And there it is. All right. Can't understand how important it is to complement your team with successful draft picks. All right. First of all, a bunch of us on Green Legion Radio are convinced that right around the 12th or 13th pick of this year's draft, Howie Roseman got on a mass text and said, "Oh, I think N'Kobe Dean has a pec injury." And then he's sitting in the corner waiting for him to go all the way to the third round. N'Kobe Dean should have been a mid-late first-round pick. Guaranteed $18 million. He's making $870,000 a year for the next 4 years. No signing bonus. Not only is that great for us in two ways. The money.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be pissed. For 4 years, he is going to be playing on fire. Fire for the simple fact that he didn't get his first check. And he's going to want it.
Yeah.
So it's elements like that. Players not even mentioned. Lane, Kelsey, BG, Hargrave, Gardner Johnson, Slay. We are strong at almost every position. And in some, really deep.
We have linebackers.
Well, I'm still having a tough time figuring out how to say that.
Exactly.
The linebacker.
Most undervalued position on this team historically.
I believe this team right now, as it stands, was built to win a Super Bowl. And Kathy Cunningham, quit staring at me. There you are. If you aren't looking at this team objectively with a collection of veterans, young, homegrown talent, and stud free agent signings, you might want to go back to football 101, everybody. And I think this...
Look, we don't want to get the cart in front of the horse, right?
But
that 2017 team, right? They were too young to think they couldn't win. They got a coach they like, and they think they can win. So let's ride it.
The attitude is there. And don't give me this Vince Young thing, okay? The dream team. Or Sanders coming out. There's a lot of talent. First of all, Vince Young... Here we go. Here comes the letter. Vince Young scored a 6 on the Wonderlic. All right? In Vince Young's world, 2 + 2 = carrot. Okay? This guy is dumber than a box of hair. All right? So anything that came out of his mouth had absolutely no bearing whatsoever. A 6. The possible score is 50.
I gotta look that up.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
Look it up. As a matter of fact, the second highest score on the Wonderlic ever was 49 by our own Mike Mamula. So, don't tell me I don't know my Wonderlic stats.
I know what he kept saying during the test.
Next question. Next question.
Very good.
He was filling in C every time /
Next question.
Also, something to consider that's important. You got 3 guys on mercenary contracts. And guys that are at the end of their contracts. Kazir White. All right. Derek Barnett. All right. Derek Barnett's playing for next year's option that the Eagles should have on him, which would earn him $13.5 million, as opposed to getting just out of a $5.5 million deal this year. Bradbury is fighting for his next contract. Javon Hargrave is fighting for his next contract. Fletcher Cox, if he decides that he still wants to play, I believe this is season 11 for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he wants to play, he's fighting for a contract. There's a lot of people on this team right now who's Miles Sanders, all right? Miles Sanders has to stay healthy this year.
Yeah.
Because if not, he's going to get paid by somebody, but there's a difference between playing 15 games and playing 12. And you know, it's a big difference. So, and that kind of what we're talking about. I said I wanted to give you guys some hope. If this season does not come around the way we want it to, Javon Hargrave, $17 million comes off the cap next year. Fletcher Cox, $14 million. Derek Barnett, $5.5 million. Kaiser White, $3 million. James Bradbury, $12 million. Jason Kelsey, $15 million. That's $66.5 million with a rookie quarterback contract still in place.
Mm-hmm.
That they can go out and screw with. Not to mention the fact that revenue projections for this year are suggesting a $20 million increase in the cap next year. That's it's almost $90 million that if this team wants to retool,
mm-hmm.
they can. Now, here's where Kat and I are going to have an interesting conversation with you guys, because this defense is now stacked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on any given decent team, any one of our lines would start. And when I say that, our front four, our starting four, and our back four, you've got technically you got BG and Josh Sweat, you've got Hassan Reddick and Derek Barnett on the other side. Then you got Fletcher and Javon, and behind them, Milton Williams and Jordan Davis. I'd take Derek Barnett, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, and Josh Sweat all day long. All right? Now that's our backup.
Yeah, but say, think about what you said. You got Jordan Davis behind there, so he comes in on a third down in the third quarter. Fresh.
But the true concern that we have here, and we're going to get to a little bit of this before we get to our first break here coming up in 3 minutes. Jonathan Gannon.
Yes.
Anybody here confident about this guy? I'm seeing a lot of blank stares. A lot of them. Yeah. Here's a guy whose defensive philosophy is handed down from the owner. The owner wants to get pressure with the front four. And I think for the first time in a long time, they're going to have that ability just based on the fresh legs.
Mm.
But for God's sake, if I don't see a linebacker blitz or a safety blitz today, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, so the problem last year was that you didn't know who he was as a defensive coordinator. You didn't know what he was going to do. And you also did, he also
and,
didn't
and
have
has
the
anything
horses.
Anything changed?
Well, right. But now he has the horses, so I can have blitzes from anywhere. I can have coverage because, if we did get blitzed, we had guys that got beat, right? So now it's just not Slay as a one-man game. Bradbury is a good defender.
Well, you got your 1-1A.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Best part about the difference between Slay and Bradbury, in case you guys aren't very familiar, Bradbury has 20 pounds and 2 inches, giggity, on Darius Slay. So...
Pause.
Next question.
Next question.
When we need to go up against a receiver like A.J. Brown or a Metcalf or somebody like this, you have a Bradbury who can stand him up on the line,
mm-hmm.
and let Slay take the other one. The amount of flexibility, if this defense can stay relatively healthy for Gannon this year, he could wind up being interviewed legitimately for a head coaching job next year. But he's going to have to walk in and say, I need you to spend this much money on the line.
Yeah. Well, whatever they do, they just need to put away in a box forever the bend but don't break. I want them to bring the house everywhere all the time.
Yeah. I'm with you. Let's do this. We're going to come back here, and we're going to talk about surprise players. Who you want to see succeed, who I want to see succeed, who I want to see step up, because there's some question marks, even with some high-profile players here. But just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Everybody, this is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show, broadcasting live from the Gem Theater in Detroit, Michigan. Captain Demps, Quimby, and Slash back on the board. And don't forget Britton up on the board here at the Gem Theater. You guys, we will be back right after this.
We're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to start. I want to let this play out a little bit.
Let it breathe.
Yeah. Like opening up a bottle of fine wine on opening day.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, the Fox Sports pregame show, broadcasting live from the Gem Theater right across from Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan. My name's Quimby alongside Captain William Demps and Chris Jameson from Lancaster joining us. We're going to get to all of his opinions in a moment because he and I were going at it on Friday. We were in a pretty good debate here. Real quick, everyone, happy to introduce you for the first time, the fully renovated Ludlam Hotel at 4000 Landis Avenue in Sea Isle City. Yes, the old La Costa, set amongst a casually sophisticated bar, cozy a la carte dining room, and the only mellow lounge in town's its inlet. The menu is seasonal, offering the freshest local seafood, cooked simple to ensure the flavor that already exists stays that way. The hotel is open year-round, and you can check everything out at ludlamhotel.com. That's Ludlam, L-U-D-L-A-M, hotel.com, or call them at 609-263-7829. That's 609-263-7829 for all your reservations, dining, entertainment questions. Ludlam Hotel, your new oasis in Sea Isle City. All right. We're getting into it now. This is where we're going to have some fun. So, I know everybody was amped up with the Hassan Reddick signing. Local kid, you know, great having him back. 23 sacks over the last two seasons. However, five of those sacks were in one game against that NFL powerhouse New York Giants. Said no one ever, or at least in this century. Well, last decade. Cap, you first, and then Chris, I want both of your opinions on this. Do you think Reddick is that edge rusher that we've been looking for, knowing that, well, technically it might be really 17 sacks over the last two seasons? I know we're not stat bound by players. He's disruptive. He's aggressive. He's opportunistic. But it's a concern when you hear, oh, yeah, 23 sacks. Yeah, but five of them were against the Giants. And giggity. Did I get it again?
Balls.
I didn't hear the dump button. We're good. Yeah.
Next question.
This is going to be a situation of the sum being greater than the equal of its parts. I mean, he's going to fit in here, and if Gannon runs a better defensive plan, it should be good. We're not looking at him just in a vacuum.
If Gannon, Cap, you said it. If Gannon, the message for the defense is, what do we really have in Gannon? I mean, the player, love the player. I absolutely love a dynamic defensive player that can drop back but also attack the quarterback. We'll see if the scheme is going to hold up. I love what he can do if we go into a 3-4 and then we're really bringing him up. I would love to see the scheme that Gannon has for him. We'll see if the golden boy really has it. That's my not negativity, but my hesitation about him is purely on the fact that we have no idea what Gannon is.
Right.
I love the player. The scheme is my unknown.
Right. Makes sense. Other side of the ball. Right. You're talking about Devontae Smith, who had, what, 33 receptions last year? That's, you know, obviously come midway through the season, the ball was in the hands of the run game. But now that you have a legit number one in A.J. Brown, how do you feel Devontae, is he going to capture this moment? Because he should be open all day long. He's going to be going up against number two cornerbacks and, you know, like we have experienced for quite some time until this year, most teams have one good cornerback. Like today, are you nervous about him going up against Jeff Okuda?
Who?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jeff Okuda was the number three overall pick in 2020. He's only played 10 games since. You know, you got Amani, how do you say his last name? On the other side, had six interceptions last year. Solid cornerback. He's going to be up against A.J. Brown. But Devontae should be able to run all over the field. And I think that's the player on offense that we need to see light it up.
Absolutely. I mean, what I liked about him last year is I don't know that most wide receivers run routes like he does. His feet placement is great. His hands are great. He's where he's supposed to be. So with A.J. doing his thing, Devonta should be able to be in position if Hurts gets him the ball to do big things. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, this is one of the most things that I'm most excited about for sure is that is what's going to happen when A.J. is drawing their best corner and he's just going to go off. Absolutely off. I think as long as Hurts is capable of delivering it on time, which again the jury is still out on that. And he's going to win the majority of his battles. I think he's going to grade out really high in coverage.
Then it comes back to Jalen, who didn't see him all that often last year. That was another element that is still a concern, whether or not you see Jalen Hurts seeing the field better than he did last year.
Yes.
I remember at least six or seven times I was screaming at the television, he's open! He's open! What are you doing? And it just didn't get that far. But Reddick definitely is my... Well, you're right. Gannon is the X factor, but Reddick is the one guy, you know... Let's see him. I don't need another Mike Mamula.
Mm-hmm. Nobody asked
that's
for that.
Where, yeah, that's where I woke up in the middle of the night last night. Ah! Oh, yeah, he got another hurry.
Nightmares, dude.
Another hurry. Let's talk real quick here. Time to make you feel better about winning the division.
Wait, before you go, can we just talk about wide receivers for one more second?
Shoot. Take over, man. I'll go over to the bar for the rest of the show.
No, I was thinking about it, so I need some answers here. When was the last time we had two good wide receivers?
Well, as you will see.
Thrash Pinkston.
Trash and Stinkston.
I'm being real serious. Like, I mean, we didn't have a big time guy till Terrell after a lot of years, but I don't think we've ever had two.
There it is. Summary. Could be one of the best receiver tandems in the league.
Oh, I jumped ahead.
Facts.
Right. It's okay. It's okay. No, it's, look, what time are we breaking? 40?
Yeah.
All right. Next question. NFC East. The Giants. Boston Scott made the roster. Are you nervous? There's two wins right there. Go ahead. Do it.
Yes. I wanted to know if you were nervous about your car.
Does everybody know this story?
Tell it.
Oh, God.
Tell it.
So, 3 years ago, right before the Buffalo game, we're at Chickies and Pete's, and we are having our player show, and Boston Scott is our guest. And for whatever reason, Michael Diaz seems to spend my money better than I do.
Nice.
Not only that, but any asset that I currently possess, he feels like it's also his. And he came up with this. People that were on our show, we had about 7 weeks prior to that, and everybody that was on our show had a great game that next Sunday. So we were calling it the Green Legion Bump. And Diaz finally goes, hey, you know what, Boston? you know, in that DS five head voice and reaction. And he goes, boss, you know what? If you score a touchdown this week, you get to have Quimby's Maserati for the next week. And I'm like this. What?
What?
But roll with it, right? Roll with it. Sure enough, who went out? Jordan Howard went out. Boston Scott lines up on the 4-yard line, first and goal. And we're screaming. I'm like, yeah, no. Punches it right in. I chop off the car the next day at Chickies and Pete's. We had a bye week. And I'm like, I was going out of town. I'm like, hey, Boston, you know, appreciate you. You had a great game. Keep the car for 2 weeks. I'll see you after Thanksgiving.
Good man.
I put 10,500 miles on that car in 3 years, and 1,700 of them were put on by Boston Scott in 2 weeks. We're fully convinced he drove to Louisiana, where he's from.
Showing off.
Absolutely.
I don't know how, too. He had to have those little blocks to reach the pedals.
No, but what was your face when you looked at the mileage when he got when he handed the keys?
I damn near crapped myself. I looked at him like, what the hell just happened? But anyway, the commodes. Yes. Now we refer to them officially as the commodes.
Womp womp.
I'm sorry, but there's not enough therapy in the world for you, Carson Wentz. It's Advantage Health Plus, everybody. $29.95 a month. Telehealth, mental telehealth appointments available at any point in time. Carson Wentz, you will not have enough. There is not enough therapy for you. Plus, Chase Young will not be available week 3. All right. Two Sundays from now, we go down and whoop that ass. And get away with that, right, Slash?
You know who their first two games are against?
Who?
The Jaguars and the Lions. Can you imagine if they go 0-2?
Yes, I can.
I can imagine a world.
But I do think that the commodes are going to have a better record than the Cowgirls. There he is.
Wow.
All right.
That's a statement.
Yeah, I'm not signing up for that one.
Hold on. All right. I'm embellishing on this one. But let me explain to you, please, if you will, why I believe the Cowboys will not win 8 games this year. All right? First, Tyron Smith. Out comes Tyron Smith, who hasn't played more than 6 games in any season for the last 5, by the way. Keep holding on to that guy. Jason Peters. Wow. I mean, talk about a subway turnstile. The only thing that's, and I like Jason Peters, but you know, he's fighting the clock, and I get it, but not only has he lost more than a step, he's lost that intangible element that keeps him from jumping to get a split second. He's gonna have 10 false start penalties for them trying to get an edge on better edge rushers. We all know that's gonna take place. Zeke has lost 10 yards per game average every year since 2016. 110 down to 60. All right. Tony Pollard, does he scare you?
He's a good back.
He's a good backup, but I mean, you know, if Tony Pollard's running against you the entire game, I'm good with this. You lost Amari Cooper. All right. Gallup's still a bit iffy. He was limited. He's not playing today. We know that. Any team that had 30-plus takeaways in a given year dropped by 11.2 takeaways the following year. Cowboys had 34. Any individual who had more than 10 interceptions in one season is reduced by 7.1 the next season. By the way, on defense, besides Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons and possibly old Van Der Esch, name me somebody else on the Cowboys except you, knucklehead. Name me somebody else on the Cowboys defense, A, period, or B, that scares you.
Can't do it.
Nope.
Zero. All right? Dalton Schultz is playing on a pissed off franchise tag contract. Mike McCarthy, this fool's still defending the play that lost them the playoffs last year. 7 seconds.
That's his quarterback.
My quarterback. Next question. And here we go. Best part about them winning the division last year, they have a first place schedule, everybody. The Rams, the Bucks, and the Bengals. We get a second place schedule. The Cardinals, the Saints, and the Steelers. It's as good as that buffet is out there. All right? I'm telling you, they won't win eight games. Your team will not win eight games. And because nobody can see me doing this on the radio, that's what I think about your team and everything involved with it.
So you don't think they can get four more? They got two against the Giants and two against the Manders. So there's four.
The Commodes, that's their rival. If anything's going to get geared up, I think that's a split.
Okay.
I just don't think they're that good. I don't think they have a lot of talent. I think the coach is a dumbass. I think their only true talent is at quarterback.
Yeah.
Really? That's it. I'm sorry, Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs. Those three. Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, Trayvon Diggs. That is the talent on this team. Any thoughts on that?
Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts?
Right now, I'd take Dak Prescott with this team, 100%.
That gets you quarterback, gets you wins.
But he has nobody else to throw to. You're talking, hold on. Are you talking about Dak Prescott with the Cowboys or Dak Prescott with the Eagles in place of Jalen Hurts?
For the Cowboys.
No, Jalen Hurts, 100%. With this team? With this team, 100%. CeeDee Lamb is your number one receiver right now. They use him to get the Nerf ball out of the sewer. He's going to get stacked the whole time. Let's do this. We got to take another quick break, right, Slash?
Yes, sir.
All right. Premier Window Cleaning, leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Family-owned and operated for 30 years. They offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Your satisfaction level needs to be 100%. No job is complete until you're happy with clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania. You cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, call them at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or visit them on the website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Quimby, Captain, Chris, Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Gem Theater here in Detroit. We will be back for our final segment right after this.
Hello?
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports pregame show, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Gem Theater here in Detroit, Michigan. Jocelyn Christensen just coming up to bother everybody for a little bit.
She smells great.
She smells great. Wow. Remember that old Little Caesars commercial with the kid with the see-through binoculars? The hot girls walking down the street with a bag of Little Caesars and the huge up top part, and the kid's staring at it, and the glasses are swirling. It's getting louder and louder. He finally gets up there, just looking straight at the bag, which is kind of right there, and he goes, "Wow, you got a lot of pepperoni in your bread." Anyway, you guys getting fired up. Listen up as we here at the Green Legion tailgate at the Gem Theater, as this morning progresses, make sure you migrate a little bit towards the outside balcony or patio, so we can have some fun with Detroit Lions fans walking by. Just saying.
Let's do it.
Yeah, heckle them.
Yeah. Heckle them in a fun way. But, sorry, we haven't had this in a little while.
What? E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
So can we get one thing we neglected to do at the start of this show? We are celebrating 20 years of you.
Hey.
And the Green Legion. 20 years you've been at this, my friend.
Yeah, congratulations.
And we are excited about that. Bravo to you.
Thank you.
And I've suffered through 15 of them. Man.
All right. Let's talk about this game. All right? Going to make you feel better about this Hard Knocks team.
We're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
All right, Detroit, who to watch? Yay, there's a lot of buzz about your Detroit Lions, huh? Yay, you were on Hard Knocks. Great. Yay, you sold out the stadium for the first time in 5 years. Well, you can thank a third of that from us, you jackasses.
Yep.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You are welcome. You're still owned by the Ford family. Advantage Philadelphia. All right? Ford family does not know this. It's such a blip on their portfolio. Imagine, I would imagine it's probably close to 10% maybe of all the cars on the road are,
yeah, easily.
Are Ford. Okay?
Easily. Ford
and you're worried
vehicle.
About a football team? That's why this team is bad all the time. The Hard Knocks thing is great. And everybody's going to find out after today there's no reason to buy tickets again.
It's fool's gold.
It is.
Think about the money they've got to make where you're not concerned about a $1 billion business.
No. Well, yes, that. But understand as well, on the NFL team revenue chart, ticket sales is about 6 or 7. Suite sales is huge. Ticket sales, couldn't care less.
Profit sharing, though, so they got guaranteed money.
Well, you're talking about $280 million before the season starts.
Exactly.
Check, written, collective bargaining. Bud Light alone, Anheuser-Busch for Bud Light, spends over $3 billion. Combined, spread that over 32 teams, goes right to it. It's crazy. But, yeah. Yay, you're still a 4.5-point underdog at home. Yay. We thank you for hosting us. Let us come in and whoop that ass. Who scares you? Aiden Hutchinson? This is his first game. All right, I get it. Top draft pick. But you're not Chase Young. All right? And you're going up against the healthy Lane Johnson. Good luck.
Yeah, no chance.
Jeff Okuda. All right? You played 10 games in 2 years since being drafted third overall. And in those games you played, you were complete and utter crap. Garbage.
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage. All right? Devontae Smith should have a game today. If Jalen Hurts can see him, Devontae Smith should eat him up. Advantage, Eagles. By the way, doesn't Alabama have a history of beating up on Ohio State? Just saying.
I believe so.
Just saying. Historic matchup. 4-1, Bama. Just saying. Jared Goff. Everybody, I want you to listen to this statement because it's the most impactful one I will say all day. Jared Goff has not been the same quarterback since he said he would pipe Sean McVay's fiance.
No lies detected.
Zero. All right? That's why he got traded. There was a big team text message running around and was not his fiance at the time, but head coach of the Rams, Sean McVay, got wind. Jared Goff, yeah, I'd pipe Sean McVay's girlfriend. Yeah, that was a smart career move. Now you're in Detroit.
Oops.
You went from Southern California to Detroit because you say you want to have sex with the coach's girlfriend.
Well, the Super Bowl performance didn't help.
This is all true. All true. Look it up. All right? He came on strong at the end of the season last year. Yeah, you had nothing to play for, you jackass. Who you throwing to? St. Brown, Chark, and Reynolds? The only person that has a shot of catching the ball is T.J. Hockenson, and it's going to be tough to throw to him when your ass is on the turf. I'm sorry. It's a blowout. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Castrate me. Draw and quarter me. Do what you have to do. But this has blowout written all over. Oh, they're going to be a good team this year. You won 3 games last year with the same staff.
Yeah, no,
but they were
not.
So close, though.
Yeah. Oh, they covered their spread. They covered their spread. You still lost, you jackasses. Had to put up with that argument. They covered 11 spreads.
Hey, good take. Good teams win. Great teams cover.
Right.
Nice. Anything you guys want to add on this? Because I'm going to go into summary here, and we're going to have to get out of here in 6 minutes. Everybody, we do appreciate you coming to the Green Legion tailgate, putting up with us for an hour. We're going to go music the rest of the way out here in about 6 minutes. But
so what's different from last year? Last year's team is not as good as the one we think this year will be, right?
Ask that question again.
Correct.
Last year's team is not as good as we think this year's team will be. right?
I had a lot to drink last night, and I'm still fighting through it.
That's okay. You feel me?
Yeah, we're better this year than we were last year.
Did you have to go through four double negatives to get me a point?
On paper.
44 points we scored last year. They scored six. What's different from last year to this year?
What's different than last year? I had the under it. Bastards. That end of the game field goal.
My point is, we're better at every position. We blew them out last year. They haven't improved. You're a fan favorite because you're on Hard Knocks, but the team is still not as good, and we should roll again today.
Again.
Yeah, they aren't.
And I have felt the thunder and the repercussions of this before, but I will say it once again. Bad ownership equals bad executives equals bad management equals bad coaching equals bad drafting equals bad players equals bad results. Steven Ross. Jackass. Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank's the only idiot whose biggest sponsor is closed on Sundays.
Crazy.
Chick-fil-A. Are you? Come on, dude.
Somebody fell asleep at the wheel there.
Yeah, hold on.
Well, and there's a Chick-fil-A in the stadium.
The Ford family also is included in that mix. Same with the idiot that owns All Elite Wrestling, but we'll get to that on another show. In summary, I'm going to give you some notes here. You guys have about 15 to 20 seconds on each one each. Best and nastiest offensive line in the league and deep.
Correct. When healthy.
Agree.
They don't call him the best color analyst in the league for nothing, Monty. Color had nothing. From Major League.
Dude, you know I'm not your movie guy.
Come on. Two legit defensive starting lines on any decent team in the league.
Yeah, we've already talked about that. Let's see it.
Can we agree on it?
We had a really terrible pass rush last year. I mean, yeah, we added some pieces, but until I see that all come together, it's going to be, again, scheme is going to have a lot to play with it. Jury's still out on the defensive line.
Could be one of the best receiver tandems in the league.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. These two, as long as they're schemed correctly, again, they're going to, and Jalen sees them, they're going to absolutely eat their lunch every single down.
Yeah, he should call some good plays to make that happen, though. We don't know that.
Yeah, I don't need to see four bubble screens in the first quarter. I don't need that.
Quez Watkins.
Better not be doing end of rounds. Dude, I'm excited. We have one of the best, if not the best, number threes in the league. And he's back there doing the fumble rooski.
At some point in time, don't you just say every down? Quez, go deep. Take two people.
That's what I was going to say. He should be in the end zone every time.
Every down.
Yep.
Go deep.
Yeah. Take somebody.
Yeah, well, him and freaking Reaper is going to... It's going to be so difficult to scheme against these wide receivers.
Best pair of cornerbacks in the league.
I don't watch enough football to know.
we'll say yeah. Yeah.
Most combined tackles by any two cornerbacks.
What scares me is the cliff is coming for Slay. And he turned 30 this year. It's just a magic number. I don't want to see that happen.
Yeah, but he's a cornerback, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Sheldon Brown, Lito Shepard, all of them playing into their 30s. It's not a physically comparatively speaking to the rest of the field, a cornerback position is the least physically demanding.
Yeah, especially if you understand football like he does. So that's
it.
Yeah,
and if you don't have to make tackles.
Right.
All right. Well, way to throw that one.
Just throw a shoulder. It's fine.
A safety with a real effing attitude.
I like that.
Gardner Johnson, baby.
I like that.
I like a trash talker, man.
I need a dog back there.
We have not had a trash talker on this team in besides BG. We haven't had a trash talker on this team in a while. I love that pull. I think that might have been the most impactful move they made at the end of the season. We're going to watch this guy, CJ, and I think you're going to find out he's going to be kind of nasty. But and a quarterback that continues to grow and improve and do everything that's asked of him.
Except read a defense.
There it is, Chris. Way to throw it in there.
I'm sorry. I have to, you know, it's recency bias, but that Bucks game really showed when you have coaches on the sideline saying, you know, just
keep
rotating.
You're talking about one of the best defenses in the league.
He can't keep rotating. He doesn't know what he's looking at. Yeah, but that tape is now out there. So here's the thing. Can Sirianni and Hurts come up with the counterpunch to that? That's really what the question is here. If he can't, I mean, the offensive line is going to hold up. So Will he get that extra half second read?
Yeah. Cap, finish up.
Look, I mean, you've got my guys have to be better than your guys. And that's Sirianni to scheme that. I come up with a scheme, and my guys at the end of the day are bigger, stronger, and faster than your guys. So you run it. I'll take my chances with that.
Everybody, we're going to have to get out of here. It's 9:57. Bunch of announcements real quick. Face painting station right up by the stage. Everybody, if you're not doing anything today, don't have plans, go watch the game at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club. Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club in front of Oregon Street. Plenty of domestic specials. They'll be giving prizes away all week. Most beautiful ladies in Philadelphia. Best bartenders. Ask for Chubbs or Billy. And that's Cheryl. You guys, it is one of my favorite places to go to. I am not ashamed. Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, front in Oregon Street. I do not have their commercial in front of me, so I'm ad-libbing all this. I'll just say, hey, football and boobies.
Giggity. What's not to like?
What's not to like? You guys, on behalf of myself, Chris Jameson from Lancaster, Captain William Demps, Major William Demps, you call him Captain Demps. Hey, brother, appreciate you fighting for freedom for us all the time.
Love you, brother.
Everybody, give it up for Captain Demps, please. And Chris, who had no idea he was coming on today. Yay! You guys, Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show brought to you by our friends at AdvantageHealthPlus.com. Check them out for supplemental health insurance. Everybody, Birds 45, Detroit 10. Take it to the bank.